Hello, let's listen to another story of Joseph.
Dad, did Joseph have any brothers or sisters who really cared about him?
Yes, there was one younger brother, Benjamin. Their father Jacob was so fond of Joseph and his brother that the other 10 brothers became very jealous. You remember, Jacob made Joseph a beautiful coat of many colors, and this caused more trouble. One day, Joseph's father sent him on a trip to check on his other brothers in the herds of sheep. So Joseph went to where the brothers were supposed to be tending the sheep, but they had gone somewhere else. He didn't know where to find them.
Was he afraid, wandering out there all alone?
Probably not, but if he had known what was about to happen, he would have been. Finally, a man saw him and told him that his brothers had gone to Dothan, and so Joseph headed in that direction. Then his brothers saw him coming, dressed in his bright coat of many colors.
Look, here comes the dreamer. Here's our chance to do away with him once and for all. No one will ever catch us way out here.
No, no, we had better think it over. We shouldn't shed our brother's blood. Why don't we just throw him into a deep hole? He couldn't get out, and then he'll die.
That sounds a lot better to me.
I couldn't face the family at home if we killed him.
So they grabbed Joseph as soon as he came into camp and tore off his coat and threw him into a deep hole. They took his coat and covered it with goat's blood. When they returned home, they took it to their father and made him believe that Joseph had been killed by some wild animal.
They sure were mean. I'm glad I'm not in that kind of a family.
Well, Joy, they had no love.
The Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? If we have the love of Jesus in our hearts, these things won't happen. His love makes everything so different. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not die, but have everlasting life. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. God's sinless Son, Jesus, died for your sins and mine because he loves us. Have you ever thanked him for this wonderful love? Have you gladly received his pardon for all your wrongdoings? Do it today and receive Christ into your heart, and you will be a new creature. That's like a new person, forgiven and clean, and have his gift of everlasting life.